Good morning. A warm and muggy start across interior New York and New England, with most places beginning in the 60s and lower 70s. High pressure will keep it dry for a while, but as the high gives way off the eastern seaboard, a south-southwest wind flow will increase to about 10 to 20 miles per hour and become gusty, driving in even higher humidity and pushing temperatures into the upper 80s, with some spots even reaching the 90-degree mark. With this will come significant instability, which will lead to billowing clouds and some scattered showers and thunderstorms. With the approach of a cold front from the Great Lakes, teeming with jet stream level energy, some of the storms could be strong or maybe even severe across the region by mid to late afternoon through the evening hours. As the front tracks toward and then off the eastern seaboard tonight, the action will gradually wind down. It'll still be rather muggy overnight, with temperatures back into the mid-60s. We even run the risk of a leftover shower, especially in New England early Wednesday morning. Then the trend will be for much more pleasant air to blow in on the heels of a strong westerly wind by Wednesday afternoon. With a mix of sun and clouds, highs will be back into the upper 70s. This will set us up for what looks to be an extended stretch of beautiful weather across the region. Starting on Thursday, the humidity will continue to drop, and with a mix of sun and clouds, it will be pleasant, with highs in the mid-70s. Even lower 70s for highs with a mix of sun and clouds on Friday. And right now, the period Saturday, Sunday, and Monday all look dry, with a good amount of sunshine all 3 days and highs staying in the lower and middle 70s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms from the Ohio Valley northeastward into western New England. Strong instability and lift associated with the approaching mid-level energy and the cold front we talked about should result in scattered to numerous thunderstorms developing in this area from mid-afternoon onward. Deep shear profiles favor organized convection with multiple linear segments and bands of storms, favoring a threat for damaging wind gusts area-wide into the evening hours. And the National Hurricane Center is monitoring a large area of disturbed weather over the northwestern Caribbean Sea in association with the remnants of Harvey. Satellite images and surface observations indicate that the system lacks a well-defined circulation and surface pressures are not falling at this time. Although this system could still become better organized while approaching the Yucatan Peninsula tomorrow and into Wednesday, tropical cyclone formation is not expected until the disturbance moves into the Bay of Campeche Wednesday afternoon, where conditions are more favorable. Regardless of development, locally heavy rainfall and gusty winds are likely to spread westward, primarily across Belize and the Yucatan during the next couple of days. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 112 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 31 at Leadville, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, partly sunny, hot, and humid with a scattered shower or thunderstorm in the lower 90s, Boston, partly sunny, in the mid-80s, and in Buffalo, mostly cloudy with showers and storms likely and highs around 80 degrees. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 85 degrees, the low 60, the average temperature 73, that's 3 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, 3.42 inches for the month, which is 96 hundredths above normal, and 31.46 inches for the year, which is 6.31 inches of precipitation above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 80 degrees, the average low 59. The record high 93 set in 1916 and the record low 39 in 1982. Sunrise this morning was at 6:09 a.m. Sunset this evening 7:46 p.m. 13 hours and 37 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy and humid with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the mid-80s. Scattered showers and storms this evening, then mostly cloudy with areas of fog overnight tonight with lows in the lower to mid-60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior New York and New England. Hazy sun mixed with some clouds and high humidity today, with highs in the upper 80s to around 90. Scattered showers and thunderstorms will become more likely late in the day and into the evening. Overnight, the showers and storms will move through and will dry things out by morning with lows in the middle and upper 60s. For the Northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the Southern Adirondacks, we'll have hazy sun mixed with clouds, humid with scattered showers and thunderstorms developing today, and highs in the mid-80s. Scattered showers and storms this evening, then mostly cloudy with fog overnight and lows in the mid-60s. For the Southern Catskills, Taconics, and Southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, hazy sun mixed with clouds, humid today with a few scattered showers and thunderstorms late in the afternoon and into the evening, and highs in the mid to upper 80s. Any scattered showers and storms will end overnight, mostly cloudy with areas of fog in the mid-60s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Hazy sun and clouds today, humid with scattered showers and thunderstorms developing during the mid and latter portion of the afternoon, with highs in the upper 80s. Scattered showers and storms this evening, mostly cloudy with areas of fog overnight tonight, with lows in the mid-60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, breezy, much lower humidity, upper 70s, pleasant on Thursday and Friday with a mix of sun and clouds, lower to mid-70s, and partly to mostly sunny Saturday, Sunday, and Monday in the lower to mid-70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.